KSW monitoring.
Last calling stations, KO4PXB. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo.
Hi, this is KN4TFW, Ken.
That is definitely me. Like I said, I'm on the slow track home, always stuck on this traffic on Highway 14.
Now, the traffic seems to be a lot worse today for some reason. I know I was on 29 and it was terrible.
People might be people trying to get out and enjoy the cool weekend.
I'm going to enjoy it. I hadn't totally decided what all was on the agenda, but there'll be something outside for sure.
Definitely one thing I know I need to do is definitely got to cut my backyard. And sit after that, I'll just pretty much figure out something to do.
Good radio contest or something on HF.
Yep, due to the fact that I do not have an HF rig yet, so pretty much that will not be an option for me. Like I said, I'm just saving up my duckies for it.
Have to find what it's going to cost you.
Yes, that is definitely true. And also had to find the way to hide the antenna from the HOA. So that's definitely something I got to research and find out the best way to keep that concealed and get good reception.
The trees, I just had a wire, one of those, it's called a mystery antenna. I had it up in the backyard and inverted V. And man, I couldn't even hardly see it from the front yard, and I knew where it was.
I'll definitely Google that. And said, put my radios in the front yard, front room, so that way that's the only place that would, that I could put an antenna in the sunroom part was where the baby sleeps. So I wouldn't definitely be able to be in there when the things are being broadcast at 9 o'clock.
The coax was probably 100 foot long. I just ran it around the edge of the deck and up the side of the house and across the siding, and I just popped a hole into my upstairs, floor there, and brought it in there. It worked pretty good. I ran a cord from the top of the house to as high as I could get in the tree, and then dropped it down and hooked the center of the inverted V there.
Can you figure out how much loss you're getting by having that much coax?
I didn't try to figure it. I mean, I only had 100 watts, but I was able to reach, Australia and 68 countries, so I guess it's not too bad.
True. Yeah, I have a question. If I can get a status report, a signal report on this station, are you copying me okay?
Good. A little bit of white noise in the background, but I'm on an HT walking in the field.
And I appreciate it. I'm on a mobile in my truck, but I have it on the lowest power, so I'm seeing how that's doing.
Just a little bit of white noise in the background. Nothing that I'd worry about.
All right, I bumped it up one. How does that? Going from low one to low two is obviously made no difference.
Getting in the repeat.
I appreciate it.
For an antenna, I have the MFJ2104. Kind of looks like an umbrella without the cloth on it, and the little bands, the little arms are straight out. But it just looks like a TV antenna. I ain't had nobody notice anything about it.
I'll definitely Google it and see. I know I can't put anything very visible in the front yard because the president of my HOA lives right across the street from me. So if she sees me putting up anything like that, you know, she'll definitely say something.
The 2104 covers four bands for me. So the other bands, what I did is I got a little, that's a little bracket from Hustler. It allows you to put four antennas on the same little bracket. And I hooked them to a mag mount on my tin roof. And that works really good.
Definitely pays to be creative. And if it's working for you, that's all the better.
Been working on trying to get this HT and get the digital mode up and running and seeing what I can do and get my code plug in, and that takes a minute. There's a serious learning curve.
Yep, definitely. Anytime you're dealing with radios and you are going different frequencies, it's a major learning curve on stuff like that.
On a trip on the end of next month up to Kentucky to see the daughter and grandbaby, and I'll have to program in some frequencies to put it on scan so I can see what's available up there.
And just go to that state's repeater book and download it from there. That'd be a lot faster than, you know, doing a scan.
Now you can get it from there, but I don't know how to get it into my code plug without messing up what I have, and then so I just have to kind of study on it. Computers aren't really my thing, electronics is my thing.
Done before is have the application open twice and have the new code plug open along with your old one, and then open that up, have them side by side, and just the new code plug to find out whatever you want to put into your other one, then just copy and paste all that information, or just manually enter that information in and just send your rewrite your information to your radio. Should work that way. That's the way mine is done.
Yeah, I'll have to give her a try.
Or what you can do is, since you're going to another state, just sit there and save that new code plug as that state and upload it to your radio. And when you get back, just upload it to the old code plug that you're currently using now.
A scan list, and then just go ahead and just have it scan those channels that I knew that should be in, you know, in reach of the interstate I got to travel on, and see how that works. I know last time I was up there, I programmed in a couple of local repeaters, but I never heard anything. In there. Come on in.
CLX on the way, huh? So I couldn't help but ask a question now. What repeater book do you go to? I go to the repeater book, the electronic one. Sometimes it gives the color code, sometimes not, and almost never gives the time slot, and then never gives what talk groups are allowed that it connects to. So you only get part of the information.
KO4PXB on mine. I just went to the itaxarepeaterbook.com, and then I click on South Carolina, and then it comes up with SC repeater book, and then you can download it from there once you log in to the SC repeater book.
All right, Lloyd. Yeah, this is Mike, by the way. All right, I'll have to go there and look. I was out in California seeing my brother and mother a couple weeks ago, and took my VTEC with me, and it was like heck trying to figure out all the information to get into one of these DMR repeaters out there. And I was thinking, man, California, they ought to be all over the place.
I'm just now learning, so it's taken me a while to figure it out. I know when I did put a couple of them into my code plug, I clicked on the server repeater, and then I clicked on DMR, and it went down there, and it told me the talk groups and different things like that.
You can also, depends on what type of radio you have, like with the Anytones, you can actually go to the, there's like a BridgeCom site that will actually let you know what the DMR repeaters and the talk list, and you can bring them in that way. Like I said, I know with the South Carolina repeater book, when you click on, it says you also get to select a frequency, and if you click DMR, it'll tell you what the DMR repeaters are.
And when I got the radio 3 years ago, I think it tells you all the settings, the color code, time slot. I don't think it tells you the top groups that are connected to it, though, but, you know, I don't remember now. There's a DMR site that I went to, and then you can look up the repeaters, and it tells you what top groups are connected to it. Because that's the three pieces of information you need.
I'm going to get ready to go behind some trees, and I won't be able to hardly get into the repeater. So I'll say threes, and everybody enjoy their evening and the awesome weekend coming up, and I'll try to catch you guys another time. KN4 TFW.
Remember when I clicked on the one for the SE repeater book, if you actually click on that that DMR repeater, it will actually open up and then it will tell you the color code and all that information.
I doubled with you and I'm sure you stomped all over my signal. Can you say that again?
Yes, KO4PXB. When I went to the SC repeater book and clicked on a DMR repeater, and it will actually open up into a further window, and it will tell you the color codes and time zones and all that information.
Oh, now that's sweet. Okay, I gotta do more planning before I take a radio someplace. And just like you were suggesting, just build a file. Places you go and code plugs, and then just upload code plugs before you go.
Definitely something you can do, like I said, different, like if you go in a different state, just upload that one when you go there, and you can also put in different zones, or that way when you go there, you can click on that zone, say North Carolina, and then all the radios and information's in that zone.
I don't have the latest update to that V-Tech. It's basically Anytone. Whoever's making this radio, it's the Anytone, and it's the V-Tech, and another brand. They're all the same radio. Love that radio, by the way. It's heavy duty all the way. But the updated firmware I have in there, or software, allows you to put in a hang on, let me drop this. You know, DMR repeaters, if you know your route, it'll just automatically switch from one to the next as the signal strength starts to increase.
Yep, that is definitely true. Because one of the people that know a lot more about DMR than I, because I have an Anytone radio, the 878, not the Plus, made by BridgeCom, and he got, you know, the DMR code plug, so I was definitely able to talk to the Spartanburg PRN and different ones, so I definitely enjoyed.
I got Spartanburg plugged into mine. I'll have to bring my radio over next week. Maybe we can hook up on there just to finally talk on DMR.
KO4PXB. Because what really worried me when I was had the DMR station on, never heard anything. So I asked the guy if it was working right. He said, yeah, it's definitely working, but it's just not at this point in time, it's not a station or a channel that people talk on very much.
I let that thing sit all day and never hear anyone. I've got a call. I'll be right back. N6CLX.
This is KO4PXB. I'm also stepping out of the vehicle, getting the baby from daycare, so I'm standing by. Well, I'm actually out of the vehicle, not on radio contact.